15. Around a house. Community. Dialogue 1.
Are you still coming to my place for dinner tomorrow night?
Of course. Is the dinner still on?
Yes. I was just wondering how you and your roommate were planning on coming to my place.
We were planning on walking both ways, since the weather is still nice.
That's what I thought you would do. Listen, I live in a bit of a rough neighborhood. It's just down the street from all the bars. You probably don't want to be walking around after dark.
It can't be that bad.
I wish it wasn't. But there is actually a lot of crime and prostitution around here.
Really? I never would have guessed. The criminals must only come out in the evening, because I've never noticed anything strange when I've been at your house in the daytime.
Do me a favor and take a taxi. It'd make me feel a lot better.
Okay, we will. How do you get around in the evenings?
When I first moved in, I walked everywhere. But within a week, I had my purse stolen, just a block away from the police station. Now, I always take public transportation.
Has anything else happened to you?
Nothing else has happened to me. But I've seen quite a few fights on the streets after the bars close.
Well, we'll be careful. Thanks for letting me know. Dialogue 2. Have you heard about Michael's new home? It's in one of the poshest areas in this area.
Is he living in the new housing estate in Kidlington?
No, he's living in an old house in Worston.
Do you mean the one near the health center on Old Slate Road?
That's the one.
His house must be worth millions. That is one of the most beautiful areas in Oxford. The surrounding area is really peaceful, and getting into the city center from there is very convenient. How can he afford that place?
He didn't buy it. His grandfather died recently and left him loads of money.
Did he know that his grandfather was so wealthy?
No one in the family expected to get a dime from him. It was quite a surprise.
What a lucky man.
He still has a complaint, though.
What's that?
He wanted to live right on a bus line, but he doesn't. So if he wants to take a bus anywhere, he has to walk a quarter mile to get to a bus stop.
Oh, the poor thing. It must be difficult being him.
You can say that again.